folks, we are back into hour number four right now, and we're simulcasting on Spaces on X. And Nick Swartor got cut off by that network break. So, Nick, finish the point you were making.
Well, the point that I was making is that these intelligence sources, quote unquote, that CNN has, are saying exactly the same thing that they said the first time they made an attempt on Trump's life, where they come out and they say, oh, well, we briefed the Trump campaign about these incoming attacks from Iran. And then, and then apparently right after they did those briefings, then Trump got shot for the first time, and they still did not increase his security to the point of the president of the United States. Obviously, President Trump's a much bigger target than Joe Biden at this point because he's just a corpse that's walking around, doesn't actually have any power. He's not running anything at this point. But again, same excuse. Now CNN reporting that they warned the Trump campaign that there was going to be more attempts by Iran to take him out. That's what CNN is saying, although the Secret Service would still not give them more resources. I don't know what they're supposed to do with that information, even if what the intelligence community was telling them was true. I don't understand. What is the point? What is their goal at this point, Alex? Are they just trying to, are they releasing this information now just so that, you know, they can sort of preface this for a war with Iran? I mean, is that what we're getting to at this point? That they want
Well, they have
people,
already put out
MAGA
reports.
Supporters?
They've already put out reports in the news saying Iran's being investigated. It never ends. He's a U.S. Foreign Legion, CIA runs all that, operative that's come back to the United States. He was out recruiting people for the Foreign Legion. He hated Trump. We have his Facebook. They've removed it. We have copies of it. He hated Trump's guts, and he was threatening a lot of other Republicans or saying he was going to do stuff, and here we go, and the usual suspects are running around saying that's not true, just like they say there's no Haitians engaged in any crime in Springfield, Ohio. Let's go ahead now, and who's up next here, Chase Geiser?
All right, Edward Dowd, you should be able to tap the mute button in the lower left and unmute yourself. If you're still available to speak, please go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. All right, looks like he's having trouble. So in the meantime, let's go on to World Life. World Life, you've been waiting. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say, there's Edward. There he is. Okay, Edward, we got you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a windstorm.
Yeah, I'm out for a walk, so I'll be brief, if you can hear me well.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Bottom line, Alex, is you nailed it early on. The questions of logistics and timing suggest he had help. There's no way he knew about this event. The timing of the tea time, the golf hole he was on, and where to pop in on the hedgerow. So he had help. It's an inside job. Happens to be a Ukrainian asset. The CIA and the deep state has all manners of these assets, unwitting or witting. And they're keyed up, they're toyed up, and they're ready to go, and there'll be more of these. That's a guarantee.
What do you think Trump should do, Edward?
I'm with you. He should go to the bunker. It's over. His rallies, while great, and he loves them, and they give him a lot of energy. He's speaking to the crowd. It's now time to convince the marginal mind, reach people digitally, and invite people to find out where he is. And he can reach millions more doing what you said, getting on Spaces with Elon and yourself. That's my personal opinion. The bunker mentality has to be set. He can't be running around doing events, unfortunately.
How desperate do you think the deep state is now they failed again?
Well, first of all, you know, this Friday we learned what you talked about. I saw you highlight it Friday morning, the missiles, the cruise missiles going into the heart of Russia. That to me says they need to do something before the election. The financial situation, when I pull back 30,000 feet, is that at the point where they're desperate to have an excuse to pull the plug on the system and have a system reset? And additionally, I have a war expert that I'm in correspondence with, and he said, watch for the second evacuation of Kiev. If that happens, the bombs will start dropping. So if we start hearing of an evacuation of Kiev, be careful.
Wow. All right, Edward, thank you so much. Talk to you again soon. Excellent points. All right, let's go back to Harrison Smith, and then we'll go to the other speakers and co-host Harrison Smith. By the way, congratulations to the listeners, because Harrison's always done a great show. So does Owen. So does Chase. It's not just my show exploding on X and everywhere on radio stations. Harrison has been clocking just on his show on X alone about 4 million viewers a day. And we had 40 plus million Friday on the network feed. Harrison Smith, Owen Schroyer, myself, not to mention our other feeds, over 40 million total. And that's not about me. And look, our enemies know that. I don't even like to talk about our big races. That makes them come after us more. But they've got such a problem now. I'm seeing Roger Stone with his show with 2 or 3 million viewers a day. I love it. Jack Posobiec, tens of millions. I could just listen for hours. I mean, there's so many. Benny Johnson, on and on. And Elon Musk with hundreds of millions a day. There was stuff going on at X. And Elon has, I feel like bowling balls while I'm in a swimming race. That I had two bowling balls tied to my feet still on X. Bowling balls are gone, folks. A lot of that is you sharing the links, but something else is going on. Elon is full in. Harrison Smith?
Yeah, thank you, Alex, and thank God for Elon Musk. And also, you know, it's not just us. So many people now sound like InfoWars because finally the message is broken through. And just to you know, do like InfoWars does and take it that next step further, I think you were right on the money early on when you were talking about ammonium nitrate and how dangerous some of the attacks could be, just planting a bomb or running a truck through the barriers. I mean, Trump is not going to be safe. And I don't know if you saw the story yesterday. They were talking about Russia threatening to cut the underwater cables. And now I don't actually know if Russia would do that or if that'd be an inside job sort of thing. But I definitely
that gives them the cyber disruption before the election. Yeah.
100%, and it would be directly after the assassination of a Trump or during, you know, whatever reign of terror followed after that. So I think it's important that people have plans with their friends and family and just say, hey, if everything goes down, we're going to meet at Dad's ranch, you know, and just be there and leave a note if you can't make it or whatever. But, you know, people have to be prepared for that eventuality because they're talking about that, and that would be the first thing that would really happen in a full-scale war like this. I also think, you know, this assassination and the last assassination, you know, it was just revealed. Richard Blumenthal, even Democrats are coming out saying the DHS is withholding information about this assassination. This is just one symptom of this struggle going on between the deep state and our elected representatives, where they are denying Congress the power of oversight. They're usurping the authority of Congress in a number of different areas. And this is like – this is the death of democracy. I mean, as much as you want to talk about it, the death of our ability as citizens to have a say in our government, that's what's coming if we allow the DHS, the DOJ, who's going after Trump, you know, with everything they've got in a totally corrupt way. If they're able to get away with this, that's it for elected representation. They're trying to get rid of our ability to have anybody we elect have any oversight or any say or any influence or any power in the American government. So we have to – you know, recognize this and call on the Congress, even if just for their own power and their own aggrandizement, they need to treat this seriously and fight back against what's happening here. Cause it's a total usurpation. It's a total destruction of our system if we allow them to get away with this. And at a certain point, you know, malice and inability are one and the same. There is no difference. There's no meaningful difference between incompetence and malice. So we have to treat this for what it is, you know. Well, what's he saying? Twice is a coincidence, three times is enemy action. Well, this is two assassination attempts, and I think we can assume enemy action at this point since, I mean, clearly they're gunning for Trump, no pun intended, but, you know, with everything they've got.
Absolutely, and there's Friday's show, 33.9 million. That's just one of five feeds. Over 42 million views on Friday's show. Congratulations, everybody in the InfoWar. That means the listeners sharing the links. You are kicking New World Order ass. That is devastating. Everywhere I was on the hike and bike trail, I hiked 7 miles this morning with my oldest daughter and a security guy, great guy. And every other person was a listener, black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, old, young. It was insane. Nick Sordor's got some breaking news. Nick.
Well, no, I mean, not necessarily breaking news, but I've been going through the audience questions here, and a lot of people are concerned at this point. Alex, we've seen now two assassination attempts on President Trump in 2 months. And a lot of people didn't trust the Secret Service for good reason after the first time. They're definitely not going to trust them much now, because this guy was able to get within shooting range, 300 to 500 yards, with a scoped rifle of President Trump on an open field in a golf course. What do we do at this point? How do we make sure President Trump is protected? Because, honestly, like, it's going to happen again. I'm just saying, everybody here is thinking the same thing. It's going to happen again, Alex. They're not going to stop here. They believe this guy is going to win. He is a massive threat to the deep state, the biggest threat that the deep state has ever faced in U.S. history. They're going to try it again. How do we make sure Trump is protected? That's an audience question. Thank you, Aubrey, for that. Bottom right-hand corner, guys.
Yeah, that is a great, great point. And again, this guy reportedly had backpacks, gun, and GoPro, wanting to get, you know, battle footage of his big kill, but the Secret Service opened fire on him instantly when he popped up. So again, the local guys, the ones assigned to Trump, are there to guard him. They're getting shot at too. They're good men. They're heroes. He even had like fake security women that weren't even Secret Service. The one that couldn't holster a gun because he didn't have Secret Service. He tried to make it look like he did. He only had like six or seven reportedly in Butler because they ordered a stand down. Now he's got a little bit more, but you know, at least they opened fire on this piece of filth, this total libtard. And what's going to happen to him? You know, they already cremated the body of Crooks. Wonder how fast this guy will die, like Epstein in his jail cell. Let's. You know, the audience is asking me that. They want my take. I mean, I've pretty much said what I think. They're going to try again and again and again. They're trying to start World War III right now. I mean, look, there's never been a time in human history this dangerous, okay? Hands down, all the analysts agree. I don't even have words to describe how insane this is. And again, I told family 2 weeks ago that wanted to go on some Caribbean trip. Oh, it's inexpensive. We deserve a week off. Come on, let's just go on a weekend, a long weekend. And I said, when there can be a nuclear war, when they can try to kill Trump, do you understand that the minute they kill Trump, they're going to hit the internet kill switch and blow a bunch of crap up and blame it on Trump supporters, and we're off to the races. They got top Democrats saying they're going to stage a civil war, people. And my own family gets irritated with me. Oh, you're just doom and gloom. The hell I am. You think I've been doing this 30 years, sitting here with my thumb up my ass? You think I don't know what I'm... I don't tell you anything I don't believe. Now, I'm wrong sometimes, but the audience doesn't need me to tell you how much trouble we're in. We better be praying. We better be speaking out. And all the crazy people, the lawyers that run everything now, most of them never been in the military, never been in a real fist fight, never had a problem. Now they want to go start a fight with Russia. This isn't like the Arabs that don't have nuclear weapons. Okay? I mean, this is crazy town behavior. Oh, let's start a fight with the Russians, the biggest nuclear power in the world. The biggest thing there. I mean, it's like somebody saying, let's start firing cruise missiles at the United States. It's just as dumb. It's Satanism. The people running things are Satanist, and they're trying to get our military and our government, everybody in line for World War frickin' folks. That's the real question, because I said it before the show started. I posted on X, this is all about them announcing the bombardment of Russia with Storm Shadow missiles. They got to get Trump out of the way before World War III. And then it comes out, he's Ukrainian, U.S., Foreign Legion, CIA-run piece of filth. I mean, my God, people, it doesn't get any more obvious than that. Dropped in right where Trump was. I mean, this is not 2 + 2 = 4. This is, what's that, the sun at noon? It's the sun. You know, what's that, you know, up in the sky at night? That's the moon. You know, what color shirt am I wearing? Black. What's behind me? The Texas Capitol. I mean, it's 100% crazy people. I mean, Hitler starts losing World War II in North Africa. And so he says, I'll just attack Russia with operate. Oh, that's a wonderful idea. And it's the same crap. Hitler was like, I'll do what Napoleon never did behind the scenes. Yeah, that's really a great idea. It's megalomaniac behavior. Chase, who should we go to next?
Next up, let's go to Chief Trumpster. Chief Trumpster, go ahead and unmute yourself and share what you have to say.
Yeah, I'll just say a couple points. When the left calls Trump an enemy to democracy and attacks him and smears him for years and years, but yeah, the Trump you're talking about how Trump's an enemy to democracy and how actions have been taken, and actions taken, people are surprised. The reality is, like, the left has been talking about Trump in such a horrendous way for all this time, and now we have people trying to go and carry out actions against Trump and everybody that he loves, which is horrific. This is, of course, an agent of the left, but also, very strangely enough, possibly the
even a bit deeper than that. The shooter was a very big Ukrainian asset or propagandist, talking to soldiers, trying to recruit soldiers, talking about how we have to go and die for Ukraine. Very bizarre stuff. This guy clearly has a very bizarre angle with Ukraine, and he also was with Taiwan, also part of the Taiwan project or whatever. His contact info is on the website too. It's just very bizarre. This guy pops up out of nowhere from a guy who was barricading himself in 2002 in some sort of shop with a gun to talking about how Trump's an enemy of democracy, how Ukraine's amazing, and tries to assassinate Trump. It's very strange. It doesn't make any sense. What we can, I guess, talk about the what I guess is going on is just how the left has been smearing Trump and his supporters for all this time, and now crazy lunatics trying to go and kill Trump, which is horrific. So doesn't surprise me at all, but it is very strange, the whole Ukraine angle. I'm not sure if you've seen all the bizarre Ukraine or Taiwan you know, connections that this guy has, but it's very creepy and weird.
All right. Thank you so much. Great points. We just got new video. We're downloading it now. This guy was so prolific. He was in the New York Times, a bunch of other papers, recruiting people for war, going over to war. And now the reported assassin, Wesley Roth, 58, who tried to kill Trump today, reportedly, is in videos. We're downloading it now, running around trying to recruit people to fight. We have video of this bozo. So here is Ray Wesley Roth, 58, trying to recruit people to go and fight and die in NATO's war. Here it is.
I don't do paper, though.
I don't care if you do paper or not. I'm looking for revolutionaries. Whatever people want to take this whole system down.
Bro, I'm a veteran. Like, do you need me?
What kind of veteran are you?
Bro, I served in Nuketown.
Well, I think it's better to
suck in a Hellcat.
Take a look at this.
Bro, but I don't do paper, though. I just told you that.
Come on, dude. Then get away.
I mean, a revolutionary. Bring the system down. Well, you certainly will, Mr. Roth, with nuclear war, you lunatic demon. Lunatic demon. Whatever Dick Cheney wants, whatever the neocons want, whatever's completely evil the left supports. I mean, what a shameful group of whack jobs. Absolute, total, lying, crazy, demonic, pedophile whack jobs. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I've got a bunch of breaking stuff behind the scenes, other reports I want to file. They're going to try to kill Trump again. This is now the second attempt, and people are just like nonchalant about it. Okay, sure. And I'm going to have Chase Geiser come in here and sit in the seat for the last 40 minutes or so and just go through as many of the space commenters and speakers as he can. And then hopefully we're still here tomorrow. Nuclear war hasn't started. And I'm going to file more reports. I'm also going to cut out the key clips with Jack Posobiec and Ivan Raiklin and others and get them up on X. And your job, folks, is to continue to ferret through information like you're doing and sending it to us and posting it. If you take your mission, if you accept what I'm saying, I think you agree with me. And to magnify all this information. But I just want to say this. I did one plug in the first hour. We're now 3 hours and 18 minutes in. If I don't promote and sell products, we won't be here. The crew hadn't gotten a raise in years. We're trying to survive. We've got the enemy trying to, you know, drill in and take us out right now, but I'm not making a big deal about that because we're just on our position exposing things. But at the same time, I need you to make the decision in such a dangerous time as this. We're on the verge of nuclear war. They're trying to steal the election. They're trying to kill Trump again. To go, man, we might want to support InfoWars. As Harrison said earlier, everybody sounds like me now. Not because they're even listening, though a lot of them are. It's because once you take the blinders off, you see the same thing I'm seeing. You may see a different perspective or something else I don't see because of your background understanding. I see more than you in areas. You see more than me. But damn it, we've been 98% accurate, okay? I'm a loyal American, a loyal human, mainly loyal to God. You know, those loyalties come too, but I love God. I love my family. I love my country. I love the truth. I love justice. I've been through hell. It's been a pleasure to do it, actually. I feel good at a core level, so satisfied to not be a coward and to tell the truth. But I'm asking you, I don't want to spend half my time trying to get money. And if you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com, everybody needs water filtration. We have the highest quality, the lowest prices, all the stuff in the water. You're crazy if you don't get an Alexa Pure. We have the InfoWars MD line of the turmeric. We have the CBD gummies and 1,000-milligram tincture. That's basically as strong as it gets, super high quality. We get private label, one of the top brands in the country. We sell it for $40, $50 with less than what they do. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also DrJonesNaturals.com, all the nano silver products, the fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver and the tea tree and all the other organic goodies and the iodine that's in it. And Next Level Foundational Energy is not, it's about to sell out, is not a stimulant, but has that effect. I'm on it right now. Totally clean. Totally amazing. It's about to sell out. Next Level Foundational Energy, you want to get it. DrJonesNaturals.com. And then our new great sponsor that's so critical to getting the word out and keeping us on air, thealexjonesstore.com. That's not part of InfoWars. That's not me, but I'm working with these great folks. They try to shut down InfoWars when he sponsors in the future. You can get for free, just put your email in. You can get in the raffle that comes out on Halloween on the 31st of October in a month and a half for a 2024 Dodge Turbo Diesel Prospector. They say it's the baddest truck in the world. So smooth, so amazing, so incredible. And $10,000 cash for the winner. When you buy products, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. Into the raffle, it's all there. But the T-shirts, now it's over 40 of them and 30 hat designs, are amazing. People love them. A lot of classic InfoWars shirts have been augmented and updated. Never Surrender. Don't Snack on Me shirt with a kitty cat on the front. We Are Not Descended from Fearful Men, 1776. These are great shirts, and they fund the operation. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com and check out these shirts. More being added daily. They are limited editions. They do like one big run of each, and that's it. And then new shirts. We brought back the old Save the Frog shirt, but made it even bigger and better. So that's a limited edition shirt. That we brought a new version out. 1776 hat with my signature on it. The answer, 1984, 1776. So many great products at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Total commitment, word of mouth, prayer for the broadcast, and get the products. I need your help. I respectfully ask for your help. My goodness, I'm swinging for the fences here, and we keep delivering victory, thanks to God, working through you to give us support. Take action now. Make the decision. It's up to you. I'm asking humbly for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the quarters to get great products and fund the InfoWar. It's your choice at this crossroads in history, whether you want to just think this is another entertainment show. Oh, it's just one other. No, it's not another entertainment show. We got the deep state breathing down our neck. Because we're over the target. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We're going to, because World War III is a big issue. Well, there's a bunch of clips here. I want Chase to be able to come get the chair and go right back to your spaces. As speakers, they got video of a barbecue and cats on grills in Ohio now, but don't worry, the governor says it's not true. Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule. We got women being harassed in Germany, not wearing hijabs. We got Kamala Harris saying she will ban your guns now. Now let's go to Nick Sordor. Nick, you host about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes while Chase gets in position in here to take over the rest of the show. And then I hope, to my lucky stars, we're on the air tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. because, I mean, they're going to start tomorrow, today, next week. I hope they back off, start raining bombs on Russia. Our government is. I mean, it's just like, I don't even believe I'm saying this. And it's all over the news. Like, great, they won't do anything. I mean, whew. I mean, it's equivalent to spinning a cylinder and putting a gun to your head, but it's got like 3 out of the 6 cylinders with bullets in it. I mean, this is cuckoo, nutsoid, megalomania, Adolf Hitler type crap. So, for the left that hates Hitler, well, you sure love his behavior now, attacking Russia. But he got his ass kicked, and the Germans were mean as hell, and the Russians didn't have nuclear weapons. I mean, World War II, 90% was fought between the Russians and the Germans, boys and girls. So Nick Sordor is going to comment here, and we're going to get Chase Geiser in the seat. I want to work on some headlines and some stuff that's happening, and that'll all be up on Real Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, Band Out Video. Great job, crew. Here's Nick Sordor.
Yeah, Alex, I don't know if you can hear me or not. It seems like there's a little bit of an audio issue here. But either way, I'll say it anyway. I'm here on the ground in Springfield, Ohio right now. And I have spoken to these people, and your name was actually brought up at one point. Because you have the mainstream media here. You have NBC. They've been on the ground spewing the propaganda of the Harris regime or the Biden-Harris regime all in the past week and a half now, and these people have finally realized that people like you, who the mainstream media have put out there as some sort of, you know, wild kook that's just unhinged, what you have been saying has been true. This small town in Ohio has all of a sudden been taken over by people that have been shipped in, and they're losing their jobs, they're losing their residences, and you don't even have to talk about the dogs and cats and stuff. This is a bigger issue than that. These people are they're being forced to listen to the propaganda from the mainstream media that is basically telling them that they're a racist if they don't go along with this, if they don't allow themselves to be kicked out of their homes, and they end up in, you know, shelters at this point. The homeless population has exploded, and they're all native Springfieldians. It's wild. It's really sad what we're seeing going on here. And it's sort of related to that. NBC's Lester Holt just came out and said, quote, "Today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continues to make baseless claims about Haitian immigrants." So we're talking about, he just found a way, Lester Holt from NBC just found a way to link this assassination attempt and blame it on President Trump for what he's been saying about importing the third world and what the third world is doing in these communities. And they think people still buy this stuff? You've got to be kidding me. These people are over it. The regime, the deep state does not know what is coming for them at this point. I spoke with a law enforcement officer here today that was telling me, this is a state law enforcement officer. I spoke with him for about an hour and a half, and this guy is not, he's not unhinged. He's a normal dude. He was a lot of the things that were being claimed he actually shut down. But he told me he was terrified that there was going to be a false flag attack here. And he said he saw it forming. He's seen the quote-unquote people that instigated J6 on the ground here organizing, and that there's going to be a false flag attack. That is terrifying. And then we end up seeing something like this right afterward. People are waking up to this, and a lot of it is thanks to you, Alex. I'm not trying to, like, toot your horn here, but, you know, I've heard it here myself. I didn't bring your name up. Other people here brought your name up, and they were thankful for what you do. So thank you very much.
Well, Nick, thank you so much, too, for taking the ball. I just want to let you know I'm in the chair now. He is listening. He's working with the crew on headlines and clips of this show to share on X to make sure that we can get the word out about this. But I think you're absolutely right. And it was predictable and sickening that they would try to blame Trump for this assassination attempt on his own life. They did it the first time, and they're doing it a second time. They're going to do anything they can to try to blame this. But I'm just – it's one of those things, man. I don't know if you feel this way. Where I wasn't surprised at all that there was a second attempt on Trump's life, because we've been predicting it on this network ever since the first attempt. Alex, of course, since 2016 has been predicting the first attempt on Trump's life. But it's still shocking even when you're not surprised. When you finally hear it, it's like, oh my God, it really happened. And, you know, as far as the campaign's concerned, I think this is going to be a huge boost for him. But something's got to change, man. And I don't know, like, I'm at a loss for... hopefully Trump takes this seriously now. I've got 36 pages of documents linking the CIA to the Ukrainian Foreign Legion, which is basically a way to launder our troops or our people into this war. And keep in mind, Nick, I don't know if you remember this, man. Do you remember it was a couple of months ago that the CIA funded an organization that put Alex Jones and myself, other InfoWars writers like Jamie White and Adan Salazar and InfoWars crew members on an enemies of the state list in Ukraine. So the CIA funded this organization in Ukraine that made an enemies of the state list for being against increased funding for Ukraine when they gave $63 billion on Hitler's birthday to the Azov Battalion and other Ukrainian leadership. And they're putting us on enemies of the state list while their own Foreign Legion cutouts are attempting to assassinate the former president of the United States. So how is it that I'm an enemy of the state, but Ukraine isn't an enemy of the state when they're now officially attempting to assassinate the president of the United States, Nick?
You know what? I'm just going to say, Chase, at this point, knowing what we know now about this guy, luckily there were people that, you know, the feds tried to scrub this extremely quickly. Right. They tried to eliminate all, you know, Facebook took down his profile within minutes.
Yeah, because the CIA called him.
Grab stuff. Exactly. All it takes is that one phone call. They didn't want us to know what we know right now. They're not the ones that actually released the name. We had to find out through other sources, law enforcement sources that leaked it. Because the FBI, what they're going to try to do now at this point, you think that they've been burying the Butler investigation? Look at what they're going to do to this now. This is going to be memory holed so quickly. And what I fear is they're going to have to do something else to blow up the news cycle this week to make us stop talking about this.
Yes.
This is the worst case scenario for them at this point. This guy that's literally trying to recruit people to go fight in Ukraine, that's the last thing the deep state and the warmonger.
And they're coming after Tenet Media for getting $10 million in investments from some Russians associated with RT, saying that it's Russian disinformation.
Ukrainian misinformation.
It looks like Ukrainian misinformation to me. And they're saying, oh, it was a Russian talking point that the terrorist attack against Russia was Ukrainian-backed when a Ukrainian member of the Foreign Legion just tried to kill former President Donald Trump. I think it's very obvious where the collusion is happening. It's in our own deep state cutouts like Ukraine itself. It's just absolutely disgusting. I want to hear a little bit from Honey Badger. Honey Badger, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Well, I was talking to Nick about this earlier, and you know, again, exactly right. How soon did we forget about the last assassination attempt? Not once, not twice. This won't be the last time either. You know, and taking a step forward, you know, it's interesting to me, if I don't know if anybody else caught it, but apparently one of his handlers was ex-CIA. He forgot to apparently disconnect or unfollow this woman. Do you have her name? Gorillas. before he attempted it. Mm. And I'll put it actually in the purple pill. Yeah, it's being reported widely. So this is going to get more interesting before it doesn't. But again, just like Nick said, you know, there's going to be some other issue this week, unfortunately. But this is the way that they're going to bury it in the news cycle, just like they did the first attempt. And I can't believe how soon we forget.
Well, exactly. And one of the things I want to mention, if you look back on the first assassination attempt of Trump, you have the Krasensteins, the Sissons, and others coming out saying that this shooter was a conservative, a Republican. Obviously, if the guy tried to kill Trump, he's not a Trump supporter, right? And now I saw a report, a post earlier from Ed Krasenstein, that the shooter today was somebody who backed Vivek and somebody who backed Nikki Haley, as if that means it was a conservative, a right-wing extremist that tried to kill President Trump. It's like, no. It's obvious the reason this person backed Nikki Haley and Vivek is because they were running against Trump. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, she wants to nuke Moscow. Of course he's going to back Nikki Haley. I mean, that has nothing to do with that. She is the anti-Trump in the Republican Party. That's why you saw so many Democrats going for Nikki Haley. But the left is now, they're in a chaos mode because they know at this point they have to go on the defense because the American people are now looking at this and saying, okay, they just tried to kill Trump again. You saw what happened after the first time. The support spiked because, you know, people, you know, you don't have to have more than a room temperature IQ to realize, oh, well, this guy, you know, he might be onto something if they keep trying to kill him over and over again. Nobody's attempting to kill somebody that isn't winning. They're trying to say that he's not winning.
Right.
I'm sorry, but clearly this kind of tells me that they're definitely terrified, at least some faction of the Democrat Party, that Trump is actually going to win.
Well, and it's crazy, too, if you notice in the debate with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, Kamala said, you know, Tim Walz and I are both gun owners, assuring the audience that they weren't going to try to take your gun or ban guns. And then just yesterday or the day before, Kamala Harris's official vice presidential account on X puts out this giant orange graphic that says ban assault weapons. And this is the day before an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I think they're going to try to spin this as a gun reform issue when the real issue, of course, is the fact that the deep state is trying to kill political opposition. They're trying to imprison J6 protesters. They're trying to persecute political dissidents like Steve Bannon and Owen Schroyer and others. They're trying to wage lawfare against InfoWars and Alex Jones, where they want to literally steal his identity. That's the issue. It's not the fact that this guy was able to get a long-range rifle and fire off some shots. That's not the issue. The issue is that the deep state is actively interfering in our elections in multiple ways, leaving our borders open, allowing 20,000 Haitians to invade Springfield, Ohio. They're trying to interfere in our elections, and they're going to blame this now on our Second Amendment right. They're going to try to make it about Trump's rhetoric, try to make it about the Second Amendment itself, the Constitution itself being the reason that this could even happen. It's just so obnoxious and sickening. Nick, what do you think? Looks like we might have lost you, Nick. I'm going to go ahead.
You haven't lost me. I'll go ahead and and jump in on this. And I'm just saying, it seems like the mainstream media at this point has gotten their talking points. Where they're, I mean, it's shameless to think that you can possibly, you know, they're already terrified about what was what's being exposed in Springfield. And then you get, I mean, what kind of a stretch is it where how desperate do you have to be to say that Trump talking about the problems being caused by illegal Haitian immigrants is the reason that he has been they've made another attempt on his life tonight? I don't understand that. At this point, it seems like there's no way. I mean, give me feedback down there in the comments, guys. Like, tell me what you think. Are people buying this anymore? I mean, how stupid do you have to be to think that Trump talking about illegal Haitians is a reason to blame him for this assassination attempt today? I don't understand how they say this with a straight face. Maybe I'm the crazy one. I don't know.
Well, you are crazy, Nick, but when the world is a crazy place, it takes crazy people to solve the problems, right? Radical problems require radical solutions, and I've always admired your insight and analysis and hard work and just true patriotism. Let's go to Dr. Simon Gottick. Dr. Simon Gottick, I started following you recently. You've been doing some amazing reporting. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, what's up? So I think you don't follow me, but anyway, I've been diving into Ryan Ruth website. So he has this website, voteryanruth.com. So he was running for mayor of Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wow.
And yes, so the website is still online. It's like a blog, you know, this 90s blog, the PHPBB blog. And I've read all the posts. So while everybody was like raging on X, I was reading all the posts. So he actually made posts that he wanted to declare war on roosters. You know,
well, it sounds familiar with all the Haitian stuff that's going on.
Yeah. I think he must have had PTSD because everything that creates some kind of noise, he wanted to ban. Mm. So roosters, fireworks, etc. But he also made a remarkable post, in which he writes, "I have been to Ukraine twice for 8 months total, and communist Russia and Putin must be eliminated and dissolved at all costs, including boots on the ground." So he even wanted to embrace teaming up or making Iran and North Korea allies. So it's totally wild. And then I was going on the Bellopedia and to check whether he was on the list for the Honolulu election. I couldn't find him. So not even as a withdrawn disqualified candidate. So he was simply not on the ballot. The elections there were on August 10th. So this might have been maybe just a reaction of him, or it would be very interesting to figure out why he was on the ballot, even though he was having this website with all the information on him saying that he was running as a mayor.
Yeah, well, it's possible that he decided to run too late and was doing a write-in campaign. Who knows what's really going on with that? Bill Elmore, you've had your hand raised for some time. Bill, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, just connecting the dots, right? This guy didn't just pop up, right? Everything you said about his background is now public knowledge. He created a sniper nest at the right place at the right time, even had ceramic tiles hanging over the fence to shield his heat signature, right? He had posted right after the first attempt on Trump's life underneath a Kamala post criticizing Trump for not doing enough or not caring about the people who were killed at that. The media had an immediate response, and as you said, to tone it down, to say it was something different. So either they were just, you know, pining for the next attempt, or, you know, if you want to put your conspiracy hat on, they you know, knew something was going to happen. It was an unannounced, you know, outing. You know, there's too many things to say that this is not, you know, something more nefarious than just some crackpot who wanted to take a shot at Trump. So it's interesting to watch it all play out. But, you know, this guy armed to the teeth, right, being who he is, who he worked for, you know, it's inevitable. And I like what Alex was saying earlier about, you know, embrace the digital, right? You know, Trump's rallies are huge. You get 5,000-10,000 people. Well, get on Spaces with Elon, you get 30 million, right? Go on with Joe Rogan. Go start embracing the digital audience and save your life, you know, get more protected. So my thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see the left bragging about how many viewers watched the CNN interview of Kamala or how many viewers tuned into the debate with Trump and Kamala, and it pales in comparison. And that's an understatement. It pales in comparison to the amount of listeners that Musk and Trump got on their X Spaces. And so there is a way for him to do this campaign digitally. I think that will reach more people. One thing I will say as a criticism of Trump, obviously I adore him and I'm voting for him enthusiastically, is I'm disappointed that he has not leveraged X the same way that he leverages his Truth Social account. What are your thoughts on that? David Riley, let's go ahead and get you to unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Hold on one second.
No problem. Just raise your hand when you're ready, David, and we can go back to you. All right, let's go to Sam. Sam, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me up. Yeah, you know, I just got done looking through the 19 Facebook posts that this guy allegedly made, and I just wanted to review some inconsistencies I found. I don't really know exactly what's going on, but I think people should be made aware. Obviously, yeah, the Facebook was taken down, but I was able to capture a video that scrolled through and showed all the posts. Number one, he only had 19 total posts on his Facebook going back about 2 years. And they all dealt with recruiting Afghan special forces soldiers for Ukraine, or there were a couple COVID posts and stuff related to protecting Taiwan. And then there was a single post about with a Palestine map that still had the creases in it. So a few things struck me about this. In his last post or second to the last post, he said he was getting hundreds of volunteers, hundreds of applicants hitting him up on his Facebook messages. But if you look at the amount of engagement he had on his Facebook, like, we all know anybody who does social media, you don't get more direct messages and private messages than you get general interactions on the timeline. He wasn't getting hundreds of likes and comments. He was getting like a couple dozen comments or likes here and there. So there's no way that he was getting hundreds of Facebook messages and hundreds of WhatsApp messages from his 6 or 8 posts on Facebook. So that was a lie. That's clearly fake. That's number one. Number two, he was posting in Pashto, the language of Afghanistan, asking for Afghan special forces who spoke perfect English. Now, if you're looking for Afghan special forces who speak perfect English, why are you posting in Pashto? All right, number one. And number two, how many perfect English-speaking Afghan special forces soldiers are cruising random Facebook posts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that really a great Afghan special forces recruiting pipeline? I mean, he was getting like 3 comments, smiley faces, laughy emojis on some of these posts. You're, like, not hundreds of Facebook applicants like he was letting on. This whole Facebook profile strikes me as just a setup. It's just fake. It's to put off the illusion of something. And, you know, it's got some China, Taiwan stuff. It's got one Palestinian, random pro-Palestinian post, which is also kind of odd because there's actually the bigger alignment, you know, for anybody who pays attention online, the bigger alignment is pro-Ukraine, pro-Israel, not pro-Ukraine, pro-Palestine. Like, that's a more odd alignment, right? So this is, this Facebook profile is fake. In some way, it's fake. It's
right. Or knowing that he would either be killed or detained, he might have populated it with information that he wanted to kind of be confusing.
Confusing. They want to make it look like a certain thing. It's all fake. Like, you know, if he's an asset that's going to be activated to do things, like he could, you know, you got some COVID stuff there. You got some Taiwan stuff. You got some Palestine stuff. You got some Ukraine stuff. So that gives them a lot of options. Like, he can, you know, participate in perhaps different operations and have it covered by the variety of his Facebook posts. Now, there's only like 19 of them, like I said. And by the way, like, who show me somebody who's only got 19 Facebook posts, never anything regular, right, normal.
Yeah, it's unless he scrubbed fake. It. So, right.
Well, yeah. So it's, well, unless he scrubbed it, but you know, so it's fake. It's meant to tell a story. And that I just think the story that most people are grabbing from it is the wrong story. It's the story they're trying to communicate to us that they want us to see and believe. But it literally you look at it for a few minutes and you're like, this is all fake. This is all just trying to project something. And so I don't know what it all adds up to yet, but I want to make people aware. And then I saw people were posting screenshots of his Twitter posts. And have you noticed that, like, they're all basically the same length and the same information just over and over? They look like bot posts.
Right.
I saw screenshots of them in bulk.
Yeah, February 4th, like, I wish that someone in Haiti would reach out to me so that I can supply thousands of NATO-trained Afghan soldiers very cheaply. He lists his phone number. He says, on April 22nd, POTUS, your campaign should be called something like KDAF, Keep America Democratic and Free. Trump's should be MASA, Make Americans Slaves Again, Master. Democracy is on the ballot, and we cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way. This similar kind of delusional, I mean, it just screams MKUltra to me, folks.
Yeah, it's just all fake. It's all fake. So, like, whatever story that, like, we can't hang our hat on, like, what's being explicitly said on his social media, because it's being used to try to portray something that's fake. So we actually have to see what it's trying to hide or not saying, or that it, you know what I mean? So his Twitter's fake. It looks fake to me. His Facebook's definitely fake. And, you know, what it adds up to, I don't know. I think Alex is right. This guy's obviously, he's CIA or an operator, or like you said, maybe MK Ultra or something. But somebody's clearly trying to make us think one thing about him. And, you know, I'll just leave this for a parting shot. We all know that Sharon didn't kill RFK. Like, we know that.
That's what RFK Jr. says. Apparently he visited him in prison and talked to him for hours and came out thinking that he didn't.
There's all kinds of data. There's all kinds of information. It doesn't actually take a lot of study and looking into it to find out that Sharon didn't kill him. But when he was found with a newspaper clipping conveniently in his pocket, that talked about, you know, phantom jet fighters being delivered to Israel. And so at the time, this was used to frame him as, like, you know, some anti-Zionist, Jew-hating, terrorist wacko. But that was all a misdirect.
Right.
And we see that in hindsight. So here this guy's got a single picture of a Palestine map, like, just out of the blue with the creases still in it, a random Facebook post, and now everybody's posting it, and they're trying to make hay out of it. And so, like, I'll just leave that with people. It's all fake. It's a misdirect. So see past that. See past that.
Absolutely. This all right, let's hear from American Papa Bear. If you're with us, American Papa Bear, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thanks for bringing me onto the stage, guys. I really appreciate it. So I just hopped in a little while ago, so I didn't get to hear a lot of what the speakers were saying. I just kind of wanted to give you guys my two cents on the situation. I'm not surprised at all that this attempt happened. Ever since J-13, I knew that something was going to keep happening. These attempts are going to keep happening. And if anybody thinks that it was just a one-time deal in Butler, Pennsylvania, they're sorely mistaken. Really what it comes down to is I think Trump really needs to stay out of public, right? I understand he was on his own golf course and he has protection. The bottom line is he's way too important. He's too important to our movement. He's too important to our country. He's too important to our future to even risk going out there and even playing around a golf, right? That's why at all of his outdoor rallies, he has the protective glass in front of him. It needs to be taken a step farther, right?
Yes.
He needs protection at all costs. He needs to stay out of the public eye. Because it's such a fragile ecosystem right now that anybody seemingly can go into a bush with a gun and potentially take his life. So really what it comes down to is he needs to get out of the public eye and he needs to protect himself because he is way too important for us to lose at this point.
I agree with you. David Riley, it looks like you're ready to speak. What's up, David? What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I was in another space just earlier and people were talking about how this nonsense about the cats in Ohio, the rhetoric leading to a boiling point in America, and that's why this is happening. And I just kind of wanted to point out a couple of things. There is a phrase, a term that was being used by the left against the right a few years ago called stochastic terrorism.
Yes.
And this is where you're putting out media, getting people to be thinking in like these kind of white and black terms in the hopes that someone does some sort of an act. And if you look at what the media has been doing to Donald Trump since 2015, 2016, that's exactly that's the perfect definition of stochastic terrorism. And if you want to look at some interesting stuff, I would say the doppelganger affidavit that came out as part of this Tenet Media scandal, there was a page in document 4 towards the end that is talking very frankly about how a part of the narrative that was supposed to be disseminated is that if America is in a civil war, that would be better for Israel because they'll be able to handle Gaza in the way that they see fit, and with Americans at each other's throats, all of this.
Interesting. I'd love for you to share that document with me so I can take a look too.
I will. I'll send it to you in a DM. But it's worth looking at because all of this talk about civil war, all the talk about civil war that came after the first assassination attempt. I mean, it seems very clearly that regardless of which country it is, outside nations do not want America to be stable in any way.
Correct.
At all. And so, I think that there's a lot of moves going on here, and it's worth looking into. I'll DM that to you right now.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that. Alex Stone, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and unmute yourself and share what you have to say.
Yeah, Chase, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, obviously, you know, Alex is a Christian. I'm a Christian. Roger Stone is a Christian. We've all been talking about the, you know, prophetic nature of these assassination attempts. It's going to happen again, but something I want to make clear is that everything has fallen apart for these people, whether it be the assassination attempts or the legal battles that President Trump is facing. They're all falling apart. And the reason why is because you cannot kill someone that God wants alive. I believe that with my whole heart. Another thing that I want to mention, I was at Tucker Carlson's event in Wichita, Kansas the other day. And something that he was talking about is how these people always claim the moral high ground on everything. And right now, these people are the ones who are claiming that Donald Trump is Hitler. And I don't care about their rhetoric about how they, you know, think that it's terrible that this is happening. It is moral for them to kill Hitler, okay? And they think he's Hitler. It is
right.
Moral
for
them.
That's a classic tactic to dehumanize the opponent. In World War II, we called the Germans Krauts. In Vietnam, we called the Vietnamese Charlie. You dehumanize and lump them all into one personification to kind of as a psychological cope to make it easier to eradicate the enemy. And by calling him Hitler over and over again, these people feel like they're doing the right thing by killing an innocent person. And I hate
exactly
Joe
right.
Biden. I hate Kamala Harris, but I don't wish death upon either of them. I wish justice upon them in the court of law. But I would be devastated if there was an assassination attempt on any of our leaders, even the ones that I hate, because I'm not brainwashed to such a degree that I want people to be murdered instead. And it's almost like an escape of justice, too. If we kill these people, we can't bring them to justice or defeat them in an honest way. It undermines our whole entire movement, just as these assassination attempts on Trump, both on the July 13th and today, undermine the Democrats' effort to win or the deep state's effort to interfere in this election. I mean, this is going to be a major blow to Kamala Harris's campaign that this has happened a second time in as many months to Donald Trump. This is going to be a major boost. And, you know, I was worried that people had already forgotten what happened on July 13th. It was so iconic what happened, especially with the photos. It was just, I mean, it was perfect. Obviously, it was a terrible thing that it happened, and I wish that it hadn't. But from a campaign perspective, it was perfect. Now that this has happened a second time, I don't think people are going to forget. What do you think, Ms. Liu? Do you think people are going to remember these two assassination attempts come November 5th?
I think the media is going to sway their base into not giving a damn. I'm absolutely apoplectic right now, Chase. Absolutely.
Yes.
Because I smell MK Ultra. This is CIA all over. If you look all the shooters back to 63 and even earlier,
they're all the same.
All planned in the deep state. They have a Gladio operation. They use third parties to do domestic damage. And here's the thing, okay? The reason, the number one reason that they want to and feel they have to kill Donald Trump is because he wants to stop global war. War is the number one.
Yes, it is not a coincidence that this has happened in the same week that the Biden administration comes out and says it's going to allow long-range missiles, high-tech missiles from NATO, U.S., and British manufacturers with U.S. and British assistance. Go ahead.
I have to add one more thing. That Wiles, Susie Wiles, and the campaign people, I don't think have their freaking eyes open or they're being complicit. I can't figure it out, but they have made so many wrong moves with this man. He needs to absolutely, what an earlier speaker had said truthfully, he needs to bunker down. This is no longer a joke. And the people who are surrounding him, I don't think are giving him great advice. I'll be honest with you. I don't trust his campaign, and I don't trust a lot of the people who are in his inner circle. So,
well, there was no excuse for the assassination attempt to happen the first time. There's certainly no excuse for a second one to happen.
No, but he's got to get together with people like Bongino, Prince, all the outside guys who are professional shooters. Forget the Secret Service. Forget the FBI. They're all complicit. I'm not saying there aren't good agents in both, you know, institutions. I'm saying the heads of the snake are driving this train, and he has got to start paying attention. Americans are waking up. Donald Trump, forgive my French, needs to wake the F up.
Absolutely.
I pass back them.
Absolutely.
Hey, Chase, I just wanted to mention they just suspended his X account. We were talking about Facebook.
Well, too late. It's all been documented now.
Yep, I took my snapshot.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure Elon Musk was pretending to miss the call from the CIA for at least an hour or two or three or four or five to give people a chance to back everything up. Now that it's all backed up, they're like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll take it down. What do you think?
Sounds right.
Well, folks,
a lot of us got our shots in.
Folks, we're coming up on the last 90 seconds of the show before we end this broadcast. A historic day, a historic broadcast. Alex Jones did a great job. All of the speakers, especially Nick Sordor, did an outstanding job. It's such an honor and a privilege to be working at InfoWars during this historic time, not only in our nation's history, but in the history of humanity. And I truly do believe that this is the most important time in human history, because not only do we have the power to eradicate the entire population with the weapons of mass destruction that we have, but we seem to actually be stoking and escalating that intentionally. And I think that this 2024 election is the most important election in the history of all elections or transitions of power ever to have happened. So please make it possible for InfoWars and hosts like Alex Jones and Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and myself to broadcast the truth as we see it as far and wide as possible when freedom of speech needs to be protected and the truth needs to be protected more now than ever. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a shirt, a bulletproof shirt that came out after the July 13th attempt on Donald Trump's life. Now is a great time to get this bulletproof shirt again at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only has this man survived one assassination attempt on July 13th, but he's now survived a second assassination attempt on his life, apparently by the deep state. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get the shirt, get any of our supplements, and be the reason that we are still on the air. Save humanity from the globalists who are trying to take over.
You want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.